Good evening and welcome to the first of, I guess, the revisions of, South by Southwest that I am doing for absolutely no reason other than the fact that I haven't done a show in forever. And I guess I want to connect with people. I'm too tired to do any writing, and it's not coming out properly. So I figured this would be the opportunity to connect with you guys and hang out a little bit, you know, take up a couple minutes of your time, not too much. I will watch the clock. I'm currently in Austin, Texas, hanging out in my girlfriend's house. Oh, baby, be careful. My power book is under the blanket. I don't want you to step on it. Yeah. Thank you. And, we had our little day. I took a nap in the middle. What did we watch? We watched a session on video. What is it? We watched a session on production companies, which was Andrew Barron, Jet Set Show, Zaddy Diaz, a bunch of people that have production companies or will, similar to what Podshow does, I'm assuming, with different business models or similar ones. And that was probably the coolest session of the day, you know? We did. It's interesting because you see people with equal levels of experience as you do, discussing the just saying like, oh yeah, you know, kind of, you know, you have to reach a certain number of thousands of people, or they, you know, it's very interesting for somebody who's not at the level of like reaching 100,000 people, you know, to have people on stage going, oh yeah, I just reached 100,000 people or whatever. It's very interesting because you've got, I guess, what would you would call the top of the list, who are obviously, you know, who are very successful at what they do in this industry, connecting with us and, you know, being cool and generally good people, but also being at a level that is so just like unbelievably large, you know? And I mean, it's funny because I guess some people might see what I do as that way. And, I don't know. I hope it doesn't come across that way. I hope I come across as, I don't know. It's weird. Anyway, so that was probably the best session. I took a nap because I think I got a cavity or some shit. And at least the back of my teeth on the right side are hurting. And that's impacting like the entire right side of my face. I got a headache. My ear on the right side, I can hear even worse than I can normally. Like I went through a whole session today only half hearing what everybody was saying, you know? It's like you would think that. But then again, I'm like, well, why isn't the sound better? Well, that's because it's like, Julian, you're deaf, you know, and nobody else is. So they can't account for people like you. I should be accounting for myself. I think I've reached the point now where it's like, I really need to, like, medical and or technological things need to happen in order for me to be able to continue to attend these things, you know. When I was at PodCamp Toronto and I was on stage doing a panel, I needed to get this guy to like repeat his question some like three times, which was so embarrassing to me and so embarrassing to him, you know? And so you gotta start being careful with that. The altogether the day was great. Talked to Steve Garfield briefly, he was nice. Talked to the Galacticast people. They had a party last night because it was Casey's birthday. Talk to the people that do Jet Set Show, a show that I respect a great deal. I think is awesome. You know, they do great stuff. A bunch of other people, you know, and it, in a way, it's like it's a little bit overwhelming because there's a lot of star power here. All the cool people are here, or whatever. All the people that are highly successful, I guess, web people that you would know about and that you would say, oh my god, like this person is so hot and so huge and so on. And at the same time, it's so overwhelming that it's almost like, ugh. I don't know if you feel the same way, but it's like you get to a point where it's like you, if you live in a city where something like that happens, like in Montreal, we, whenever we see stars, we're like, oh, it's that wanker. Oh, it's that fucking bastard. I hate that guy, you know, or we ignore them altogether. This is kind of the attitude that I naturally take towards sort of successful, I guess, people, even though on the web, it's quite the opposite. You know, they tend to not be full of themselves. They tend to not be They tend to be very approachable, quite nice people. But somehow, I don't know, it's weird. It's like, for me, like the stars of my day, and the stars for our day, you know, all you guys listening, is it's like, it's the people doing Rocket Boom. It's people like that that we look up to, you know, and that we say, hey, you know, how can we do it like that, you know? How can we make it like them? But I guess what's interesting is at least that we look at it as being approachable, maybe? I don't know. But either way, it's a beautiful thing to kind of be able to come to a conference and connect with people at least on a superficial level and be like, yeah, okay, we talk, you know, we treat each other like people, even though you've got like 100 people that are gonna, you know, I guess like pass you a business card or be the asshole who's kind of being a sycophantic, you know, who's trying to be like, oh yeah, you know, let's be friends or whatever. So at the same time, but I mean, something was said to me that was tremendous today, which I thought was really like, it's just one of these things that I'll totally remember. It's be like, wait, but why do I have to gain from this experience of connecting with these people with massive, like these huge, like A-list people? What is special about them, and what attracts us to them, you know? What makes them so good that people wanna connect with these people? I don't know. And so in a way, it kind of puts everything into perspective. People connect with friends and family members and other people that they know because they're like, yeah, I feel attracted to that person, not necessarily physically, like sexually, but like intellectually, like I like spending time with them, emotionally they're fun or whatever. And yet we look at people that are like huge, and we're like, oh, I want to talk to them. And you always think like, why? You know? I don't know. It's I feel like we need to examine individually. We need to examine our reasoning for that, you know, and see whether or not it's valid. For me, I mean, I think a lot about my reasoning behind things, I think, you know, and especially when I verbalize talking collectively here the way we do, and talking, you know, in on the web, being able to think things out loud. And yeah, so it just made me think a lot. We had supper at Whole Foods, which was like a whole new experience for me. The United States is just like, sometimes it's like a remarkable, like beautiful, kind of like amazing place to be, and at the same time there's such a contrast, you know. It's really a place of extremes, I think. It's going to be interesting to be here for like a month and a half or more, who knows how long, you know. It's kind of an exciting thing for me to be away from my house. I'm really looking forward to it, and in fact I'm kind of looking forward to South by Southwest being done, so I can kind of like go about my daily business and kind of have a life here a little bit, which I think would be fun. And we got this house that, compared to where I am, right, where I live in Montreal, is a little bit like secluded in as much as like you more need cars to get places. So I'm looking forward to kind of like isolating myself a little bit and working on things that normally I don't allow myself to, because I'm always rushing around here and there and hanging out with people and like, you know, going to coffee places and going to bars and so on. And here it's more like, well, I'll just hang out by myself, you know. And I think that's going to be nice. I don't want to pass the 10-minute mark. I just wanted to kind of chit-chat a little bit. If you have any comments, definitely, you know, let me know. Looking forward to hearing from you guys. It's super fun down here and very interesting to learn from the people that you kind of work in the same industry with. I just got this great new thing with Start Cooking. I don't have the time to talk about it. You guys should check it out. I'll talk about it next time. Startcooking.com. I'm kind of going to end up working with them. And it's an amazing video blog about cooking that it's just like, I'm super excited about it. I don't have time to talk about it right now because I just want to be an ass, and I think we have to go or something, and we have to connect. I don't know. We have to do this thing and like bring a bunch of supplies to somewhere. So I'll let I'm going to cut this short, but that's it. Looking forward to hearing your comments. Looking forward to tomorrow. Should be a lot of cool stuff happening. See you guys later.